Well, although it's easy to lose track of the news around this time of year, New South Wales, one thing it was easy to miss is that New South Wales jails are really in need of a bolster. You may have missed how Camellia, right next to Rosehill Racecourse, has been identified as the government's preferred site for Sydney's next major correctional facility. Like any of these types of things, there's a plethora of pros and cons, though the local council aren't all that pleased with the idea. Joining the show now is Lord Mayor of Parramatta City Council, Bob Dwyer, to discuss what effects the proposal might have on the community. Bob Dwyer, welcome to The Daily.
Good morning, Tina. Good morning to your listeners.
Good morning. So when did whispers of Camellia being the preferred site first come to the council's attention? And what was the reaction from both yourself and that of the local community to the news?
Look, Tina, we only just become aware of the rumour or whatever that there might be a jail at Camellia on the 28th of December or the 27th, just after Christmas. And obviously that's thrown us into a bit of confusion because that's not in line with what our council staff and ourselves have been having discussions with the state government over a long period of time.
There has been the argument made that Camellia, as a post-industrial area, has got the relatively empty space to be capitalised on to house such a facility. But would the jail get in the way of other prospects or plans for Camellia to similarly, you know, reuse the space?
Yeah, it certainly gets in the road of what council has in mind. Look, that area of Camellia is the last area that needs to be cleaned up along the Parramatta River. And because Camellia is very close to Parramatta, we have, a strong vision that should be cleaned up and prime waterfront areas are a good option for residential and also mixed use where we can have advanced manufacturing nearby so people can get to jobs quickly, you know.
Right. So does something like a jail and the connotations that might come with it for the area, the types of characters it might bring, what it'll do to housing values, impact, you know, on local businesses, are these a real threat?
I don't believe it's a real threat. I've written to the Premier just in the last week just to confirm that this rumour is not true because, as I say, it's not in keeping with our recent discussions with the state government. On the 24th of December, the state government put out an announcement that they're going to be doing a master plan for that area, which will make the area a vibrant hub with more opportunities to be explored for creation of jobs, housing, entertainment facilities, open space, and a promenade along the Parramatta River, informed by detailed environmental studies. So when you see that come out on the 24th of December, and you say, well, 28th of December, 4 days later, we get told about a jail. It's totally in conflict with what we understand the government has plans for that area.
And I'm guessing it would be quite unusual for yourself in terms of, you said you were really only made aware of this around the time of Christmas. Is this not something that the Lord Mayor of the City Council would be made aware of a fair bit earlier?
Well, if the state government had any plans like that, we would be extremely disappointed if they hadn't had prior discussions with us about it. That's why we're a bit not at ease. And obviously, we want to obviously clarify: is this just something that's been revved up by the press, or is it just true, or whatever? But everything that we've read about the situation is that Camellia will not have a jail.
I'm not trying to play devil's advocate. However, this might sound, Bob, but this is the preference of Camellia for the site by the government an example of underappreciation for Sydney's West and in being, you know, key areas in Sydney's identity, like that of plans for Parramatta to become a second CBD and cultural hub? There might not be the same space, but you don't often see similar proposals in the eastern suburbs or St Ives.
Well, that's true. That area of Camellia, we can't leave that area we don't believe as a council we can leave that area like that for the next 50 years, for the next generation or whatever. It's very well located to Parramatta. It's critical to our area how we can expand. we've got targets for, you know, for housing that the state government has set on us for about 100,000 new homes by 2036 or 2040. Now, there's only certain areas where we can put these sort of homes, and we've targeted Camellia as one of those areas where we want it. So, as you say, if the state government looks at have jails in, you know, in an area where the government wants us to develop, then it just runs foul of what we thought the plans were. But I agree, you know, jails, you know, we've got the Long Bay Jail down there, and I think they'd probably like to sell that and make a bit of money, but hopefully no plans for that to happen. But I'm sure there must be some other areas where they can locate jails apart from, you know, what they feel is, you know, an industrial area and of no other greater use, because that's not what council has. We have a greater vision for that area to beautify the area, to make it something that we're very proud of. And as the second city, you know, we're very proud of the West, as all Western suburbs people are. We're very proud. We're very happy with what we have out in our area. And we want to make jobs a primary objective of, you know, creating jobs for people in the West.
And just lastly, this particular area that is rumoured to be developed, is this the same area, the same 6-hectare site that was the subject of a $53 million land deal that then was referred to ICAC, as it was found to have toxic waste that the Sydney taxpayer would have to basically fund to clean up?
No, that's a totally different area. That area is set aside, as you probably know, for the light rail rail station. That's much further to the south. Our area is very much
so there's no
on
crossover
the riverfront. On the
right.
Riverfront. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, very interesting times. Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you.
That was Parramatta City Council Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer discussing the government's plan to build Sydney's next major jail in Camellia and what this might spell for the local community.